Support for this program provided by Girdwood, Alaska. Take a drive down the scenic highway past Beluga Point. Hike Bird Ridge and enjoy what Girdwood has to offer. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A Minnesota court Friday granted a temporary restraining order against Hubbard County, the sheriff, and a local land commissioner in northern Minnesota. The ruling requires law enforcement to not block a driveway to a property used as a camp by Indigenous-led groups opposing the Line 3 oil pipeline replacement project. Two leaders of the movement against Line 3, Winona LaDuke and Tara Hauska, filed the order. It also requires law enforcement to stop issuing criminal citations against people using the driveway. They're calling the ruling a huge legal win. Hundreds of people have been arrested, including LaDuke, in the movement against the replacement project. They're concerned about impacts to water and the environment. The company Enbridge says the replacement of Line 3 is needed to transport oil from Canada to Wisconsin, pointing to jobs and an economic boost. Those in opposition are calling on the Biden administration to stop the project and are vowing to continue to fight construction. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe welcomed Lummi Carvers and their totem pole to North Dakota over the weekend. They're on a cross-country journey to Washington, D.C. to raise awareness of Indigenous issues and sacred site protection. Tribal leaders and grassroots organizers held an event in Standing Rock to call on the Biden administration to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline. Speakers at the event, which was streamed online, reflected on the fight against construction of the pipeline in 2016, which brought together Native people and their allies from around the world to opposition camps. Standing Rock Tribal Council member Nola Takenalive says unity is what led to people gathering at Standing Rock, and unity is helping the Lummi Carvers on their journey.
Speaking from Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, I want to thank you, and we continue to thank you. It was the spark of our young people who brought not only our relatives of Indigenous communities together, but they sparked that interest of all the world, all the different injustices. Looking at the Missouri River, our relative, Minnie Wichoni, behind us here and behind all of you here, that spirit still lives. And that spirit is going to continue to bring our Lummi relatives strength.
Oil began flowing in the Dakota Access Pipeline in 2017. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is continuing to fight to protect water, lands, and treaty rights. Leaders are calling on the Biden administration to take action. Organizers of the Totem Pole Journey are making stops at sacred sites along the way to D.C. Mary Simon is being sworn in Monday as Canada's 30th Governor General. She's the first Indigenous person to serve in the role of the Queen's representative in Canada. Earlier this month, she thanked Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Queen Elizabeth for the opportunity.
This is a moment that I hope all Canadians feel part of, because my appointment reflects our collective progress towards building a more inclusive, just an equitable society.
The Queen approved the appointment on Trudeau's recommendation.
Canada is a place defined by people who serve those around them, who tackle big challenges with hope and determination, and above all, who never stop working to build a brighter tomorrow. In other words, people like Mary Simon.
Simon is from northern Quebec. She's an advocate for Inuit rights and culture and has worked with the federal government on a number of issues. Her appointment comes as the country struggles with reconciliation and as more unmarked graves are discovered across the country on the grounds of former residential schools. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
For Native Americans affected by domestic violence, the Strong Hearts Native Helpline offers peer-to-peer support and resources. It's safe, confidential, and toll-free at 844-7-NATIVE. Program support by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
This show is supported by the FX original series, Reservation Dogs. From Sterling Harjo and Taika Waititi, Reservation Dogs follows the adventures of four indigenous teens in rural Oklahoma. Reservation Dogs, streaming August 9th, exclusively FX on Hulu.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.